137 tents that were turned into homes by people living on the streets of Reno were removed by law enforcement on Wednesday, March 4th. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano spent time with the community and has this story. A quick heads up, this story contains adult language.
How much does it cost in the city to do all of this?
Probably a lot of money.
Wouldn't it cost a man a whole lot less for him just to put, like, dumpsters in certain areas? Just saying.
You're probably right.
For the past several months, if you walk down 4th Street in downtown Reno, just a few blocks from the Record Street homeless shelter, you'd find the end of a road, leading you to a bed of rocks, over a railroad track, through a trench, and then to a fence, and into a narrow space, a little more than a half a mile long and about 20 feet wide, where nearly 175 people made homes out of tents, tarps, and blankets.
Okay. You know, tomorrow morning at 7, you need to be out of here, right?
Yeah, we know.
Okay, because if tomorrow you're here at 7 in the morning, you're going to get
time?
Tired or
we'll
rested.
We'll be out of here.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Before yesterday's removal, a group of Reno police officers had been visiting the location several times to spread the message and to try to connect individuals with local services. Legally, law enforcement only needs to provide a 24-hour notice.
So you'll have clean tents, and then you have dirty tents with, you know, people going to the bathroom wherever they want to. The guy's burning trash over there. We can't have them pooping and peeing wherever they want to poop and pee. If they weren't here, they would have been on the other side of the railroad tracks, or they would have been on the other side of the river. So it's just kind of a migration of where they are now.
That was Reno Police Officer Jet Utter. The department partnered with three different organizations, Volunteers for America, the Community Health Alliance, and WellCare, to provide services including open overnight beds for veterans.
I told you I was going to come back with some people from the shelter.
Yeah. I didn't hear that, but we don't need anything from the shelter.
You don't need anything, no resources or anything like that?
No.
Are you a veteran? Any veterans in there?
No. I wish.
Okay. So you guys know about the tomorrow thing, obviously?
Yes.
All right.
The Washoe County Health District issued a notice to the city stating that the camp violated regulations related to improper storage and disposal of waste. Outside of the living spaces, bottles of caramel-colored pee and plastic bags full of human waste were scattered inches away. Piles of trash full of rotting food and unwanted belongings like unwashed pans, shoes, and clothes were mountainous. Police also say there was a fire hazard because some people were lighting fires inside their tents to stay warm, and it's dangerous for anyone to be that close to an active train track. But for many, this was their space, their home.
We can't camp nowhere, and every time we get camped somewhere, we gotta go. And look, are we on the street out here? Can anybody see us on the street that's a tourist? Can anybody that's a tourist actually see us? No.
That was a woman who goes by the name Mama Bear, the name she was given while living on the streets.
These kids out here that I got, me and Mama Bear, put that love back into my heart where my own children don't even want anything to do with me.
And while some have a feeling of community, others are living in fear each day. Like Mary Lou, who travels by herself alongside her dog, Nikki, who's her protector.
This yours too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are we going to do?
I'm moving, sir.
Are you working on those trash bags that you had?
Yeah.
Okay.
My other question is, when you're gone, and you and the puppy are gone, you're gonna leave a lot behind? Do you know?
No.
I hate it. I have to watch my back all the time. Always. One time I was sleeping at the dining room parking lot. I was nearly got assaulted. Luckily, I woke up in time. So, yeah. That story of my life being alone, being a female, being on the street, is not the experience that I want. But I never give up. It's one thing. I never give up.
Mary is originally from California and has been living in Reno since 2013. Her next-door neighbor at the camp was Hilario. He was born and raised in Reno and has been living on the streets since he was 16.
The way people look at you, and the way they already profile you, they already assume you're a piece of shit, you know? But at the end of the day, it's like, who cares? You know, I've gotten over that. I've learned to deal with that. Like, even though, like, I'll get a haircut, dress all nice, and whatever, they still judge you, you know?
Hilario works temp jobs, but can't afford to pay for housing. During yesterday's removal, he packed his belongings into a large backpack. But he didn't leave right away. He stayed to help several others, including a man who had a walking impairment. And on the other end of the encampment, a woman who goes by Mrs. Legs was also collecting her belongings in 30-degree weather.
¿Cómo estás? ¿Ya te vas?
It's sad. It's like
how much time do we have?
Titanic when everybody's trying to jump off the ship, you know?
Did you pack yesterday?
Yes, I did.
But you already had down pretty quick, so you
know. And I donated most of the things that got donated and made a couple bucks off.
She was headed to the Record Street shelter. But as of yesterday afternoon, the women's facility only had 3 open beds and 11 overflow beds. The men's shelter was full.
All they're doing is shuffling us back and forth, back and forth. They're going to go back where they were and then come back here again and then go back over there. They're not helping nothing.
Over the next few days, the city will be cleaning the area and removing huge piles of items left behind. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.